Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó discussed joint efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic and international and regional issues during a visit to Israel this afternoon. Budapest has in recent years been a staunch supporter of Israel in the European Union, blocking efforts to issue statements critical of Israeli policies. We asked Dr. Toby Green, a Marie Skłodowska-Curie Research Fellow in the School of Politics and International Relations at Queen Mary University of London, who has written about Israel-Europe relations for the Mitvim Israeli Institute for Regional Foreign Policies, why the visit is happening now and what it is expected to address.
Well, it's a good question. Why now? There are many potential reasons why this diplomatic visit happens at this particular time. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has referred to cooperation between the two countries with relation to coronavirus, including development of things like respirators and other practical areas of cooperation. But we should probably also think about this visit in the context of another political context, which is that of the Israeli-Palestinian arena, and the very considerable wave of pressure that Israel has been feeling from other European governments over Prime Minister Netanyahu's plans to annex parts of the West Bank. Hungary has been for some time one of Israel's most important allies within the EU 27 member states in blocking attempts to mobilize EU-wide pressure against Israel over issues relating to Palestinians. And that pressure could be very significant if the EU is united, but so long as the EU remains divided and has friends like Hungary among its members blocking significant pressure, it's difficult for the EU to put significant pressure on Israel. And so that relationship is very, very important for the Netanyahu government.
So even if the annexation issue perhaps now seems to have receded a bit, given the preeminence of coronavirus, this is very clearly remaining active and in play.
Well, it will depend, obviously, on what Israel decides to do. I guess the concern peaked over the last few weeks. It seems to have receded now, but European governments will be keeping a very close eye on what happens. It may have been that it's slipped down the agenda somewhat in the last week or two, but again, you know, EU member states have remained very, very wary and concerned that a move by Netanyahu could, in their eyes, foreclose finally the option of reaching a negotiated two-state solution. So they remain very, very concerned about it.
Another issue Israel has been watching in Europe is also a pending decision by the International Criminal Court regarding jurisdiction. Can it expect or hope for any kind of support or backing from Hungary in this area as well?
Well, as I understand it, that is also an area where Hungary has offered support to Israel. And we should probably see that within the context of a wider movement within Europe. Certain governments and certain political actors in Europe who form an increasingly networked movement of international, sort of internationally networked movement of populist nationalism, which is opposed in principle to international institutions interfering in the sovereignty of nation states. And in that respect, the Hungarian government of Viktor Orban sees Israel's government, led by Netanyahu, as being aligned in that kind of international political movement and sharing common enemies. Hungary faces enormous pressure from the European Union over illiberal moves within Hungary to centralize power, to undermine democracy and judicial checks and balances. So in a sense, when Hungary sees attempts by the EU to put pressure on Israel over its policy decisions, it kind of sees common cause there, given that Hungary itself faces considerable pressure from the EU over its illiberal political steps. So there's a kind of alignment there that the Hungarian government perceives with the Netanyahu government. And that's probably one of a number of reasons why Hungary demonstrates its warmth towards the Netanyahu government so frequently. I mean, there are others as well.
There have been some who have raised questions about the closeness the Netanyahu government has forged with certain governments within Europe. Is there concern that such alliances ultimately would not serve Israel's best interests?
Well, I do think it's something that Israel and Israeli policymakers need to consider very carefully. I mean, for a few reasons. Firstly, the idea which you often see coming from the Israeli right that the EU is somehow anti-Israel is not really accurate. Israel actually enjoys exceptional access to Europe's integrated markets and institutions, and Israel's economy benefits hugely from that. In addition to that, the relationship, deep relationship that Israel has with the European has been helped for a very long time by a sense of responsibility and kinship that mainstream Western liberals feel towards Israel, which is rooted in their knowledge of the history of Jewish persecution in Europe and the sense of shared democratic values. So those assets that create a sense of responsibility among mainstream liberals in Europe for Israel are very valuable and should not be easily given up. You know, radical populist nationalists in Europe reject international commitments that are not based on anything but narrowly defined interests. At the same time, associating with a radical right risks making Israel a wedge issue in Europe, as it's becoming in the US. So no one can predict the political swings in the West, but I think Israel may be better served by policies which maintain a broad base of support. So that means maintaining a commitment for liberal democracy, not foreclosing the option of peace with the Palestinians, and not alienating Europe's political mainstream by positioning or aligning with governments and political actors that are hostile to the European integration and project who are committed to a kind of a narrow populist ethno-nationalism.